Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions training call. This morning is Monday, October 28th, 2019, and this is Mike Riches hosting the call here from the Dallas, Texas area. Hey, I am so excited to welcome so many of our associates who are joining this call live from coast to coast this morning. We are in for a very special treat, folks. We've got Mr. Adam Thompson, who is a $200,000 ring earner with Legal Shield. He is one of our top producers, has sold thousands of these memberships, and is on the call live to speak with us this morning. We're so excited to hear from him. I hope everyone had a great weekend. I'll tell you what, we're rounding out. We're really closing up the month of October. We used to call it Shocktober because it's the beginning of the fourth quarter. It has been an incredible month so far of production. And really an incredible month of prospecting as well. I mean, we've got folks that are out there visiting with companies, meeting with decision makers, getting the Legal Shield and ID Shield plans approved to be offered as voluntary employee benefits. And what an exciting time it is to be out doing that right now. I know we've got a lot of enrollment set up for this week, and certainly as we get into the month of November as well. I just wanted to cover a couple of quick announcements and then cannot wait to bring it up to the state of Kentucky to hear from Mr. Thompson. First and foremost, this was announced a few days ago. I wanted to make sure that we covered it here on this call as well. State of Mississippi has historically been a licensed state, and it wasn't a terribly difficult license to get, but it was a little bit cumbersome. There was a take-home test that you had to do, and it was one of two states where you could not do any kind of commission share on the legal plan unless you were licensed. Well, great news. As has been the case in other licensed states that Legal Shield has announced are no longer licensed states, over the past 12 to 18 months, that's happened with several states, Alabama, Illinois, Florida, probably a little bit longer than 18 months ago, and others. And Mississippi now is no longer a licensed state. So who do you know in Mississippi? Who can you go talk to in Mississippi? You do not need a license to be able to sell the legal plan anymore in Mississippi. That list of licensed states keeps getting smaller and smaller, and that's due to Legal Shield actively working with these states. And really what they're doing is they're showing that they're not an insurance product. That's the case in some of these states. They were regulated by the insurance board, and they're showing that it's not an actual insurance product. They're able to get these some of these states, like Texas and others that I mentioned, to no longer require a license. And so I'm super excited about that. It's another part of Legal Shield's ongoing commitment to improve the opportunity for all Legal Shield associates. And certainly on the business solution side, we get to benefit from that directly because we're out there meeting with companies. And oftentimes the companies that we meet with, they've got offices in other states, and that's always something that has to be in the back of our minds. The states where they have employees or where employees live, are those licensed states? Do I need a license to be able to sell the legal plan? And again, that list just keeps getting smaller and smaller. So congratulations to everyone on that. No more license required in the state of Mississippi. Another thing that I just want to mention that I'm really excited about, I believe this is still up on our team site, we've had a lot of success the past few weeks with the Legal Shield Advanced Training Webinar Series. And we've had three sessions now so far. We started those right as we came out of the Salt Lake City Convention. And we've had three sessions. Those three sessions are all up on our site. The recording of those sessions are up on our site. If you go to the Success Team World back office and then you just go to additional B2B training, it's the top three there that you can access. Crushing Your Cold Calls, that was the training by Doris Frencha and Mike and Mindy Rogers. That was a fantastic training. That's the longest of the three but definitely well worth taking a look at. They talk about cold market prospecting in general, how to get leads and all of that. They go through Reference USA. It was a very in-depth training. 3 weeks ago, the first of those trainings was Expanding Your Sphere of Influence Through Warm Market Prospecting. That was Mr. Alistair Edwards, a $300,000 earner from Georgia, that talks about networking and not just leveraging some of the contacts that you already have, but getting more of those warm market contacts, turning a cold market contact into a warm market contact, which is obviously the best way to prospect. That's where we get the best results. So definitely take a look at that. And then this last week I teamed up with Brielle Hoffman-Krause, and we did a training called Next Level Decision Maker Meetings, and I really enjoyed working with Brielle on that. That's another training that you can check out. Again, that's in the additional B2B trainings. That's the link there, additional B2B trainings, and those are the top three links that you'll find. Make sure that you are registered for that webinar series. Now, you just have to register the one time. And so if you already registered and you were getting reminders for any of those, then you don't need to register again. But if any of you have not yet registered, you definitely want to make sure that you do that. Next Tuesday, so not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, we are super excited to have our very own Mr. Scott Brooks, who is going to be joining us. He's going to be doing a training called Leave Nothing to Chance. He's done this training before live, and he's done it on conference call, but I think this is the first time that he's ever done it on webinar. At least I've never seen it on webinar, and I'm so excited to be able to see that. Mr. Brooks does an exceptional job talking about preparing for an enrollment. What are all the things that you want to make sure are put into place to make sure that an enrollment goes the way that you want it to go, to make sure that it's successful. Make sure that you're tuning into that. Again, that's next Tuesday. Those live webinars are at 4 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. Central Time. And again, just incredible content. You can register if you have not yet registered for that. You can do so at www.solutionswebinar.com. Solutionswebinar.com. Solutions, plural. Solutionswebinar.com. And again, I believe that's on our event page as well. So just so excited, again, of all the things that are happening in the world of Legal Shield Business Solutions. The fourth quarter is always an exciting time as we're out there meeting with companies and seeing the response to these benefits, which is more positive than ever before. And it's just a great time to be involved in this incredible business. And so with that, I am so excited again to welcome to the call this morning our keynote speaker and trainer, a gentleman that I've gotten to know quite well over the, Adam, I want to say 5 years that you've been with the company, and I might be shorting you there a little bit, but I'll say this. Not only is he a $200,000 ring earner, not only is he a top producer, a great business builder, he and his wife, Alicia, have developed an incredible team, and I know that they are passionate about helping others achieve the same level of success that they have achieved. But all of those things are great accolades, and they're wonderful. But the most important, in my mind, thing that I can say about Adam and his wife, Alicia, is that they're just good people. They love mankind. I mean, I know that sounds a little bit corny to say it that way, but that's just the way that it is. They care about people. They're genuine. They're warm. They're 100% authentic. What you see is what you get. They're not one of these that that sounds really good on a conference call, and then when you get with them offline, you know, they're complaining and being real negative and trashing people or talking behind their back. No, what you see is what you get with Adam and Alicia. They're just all around good people. And they really do have a passion for helping others. And that love of mankind, again, I know that's kind of a corny way to say it, but it drives them in this business. The way that they've had success is they've they've had a desire, and it's a real desire, to go out and to help other people. And I certainly appreciate that. I'm proud to call them my friends, and just have been overwhelmed by their positive example that they've set for not only myself and other leaders in this organization, but for everyone that they've come into contact with. On their team, outside of their team, they really do have a passion for helping others. And so with that, we're so excited to hear from Mr. Thompson this morning. Adam, thank you so much for joining us, and I'll go ahead and turn the call over to you, my friend.
Mr. Mike Riches, or I should say a fellow member of Mankind, yes, absolutely. I appreciate the introduction. It has been just over 5 years. Folks, just yesterday in church, I learned something that I think my whole upline in life, everyone for the last 44 years has been trying to teach me, but I'm going to try to practice it today. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you, and I'm going to tell you what I taught you. See if I can do it like that. So today we're going to learn about, please title your notes, double, and put that in quotes, double your business to business, and then put a smiley face. All right, it should be a great day. We all know that sometimes it only takes 2 or 3 days to hit your numbers for the month, and unfortunately there are people that wait until the last 2 or 3 or 4 days of the month, so this is that week. Make sure your Netflix is off, make sure your phone is on and the volume is on, and make sure you're ready to work to hit the numbers you're supposed to hit so that you can have the month you're supposed to have. There are some people on this call. I assume Mr. Jeff Bell listens to these from time to time. I know Mr. Riches and his brother do as well, all the leaders on our team. I know there are brand new people on this call, so I'm going to try to speak to everyone all at the same time. I hope and pray, like always, that this is the very best training that I've ever done, and I've prepared for it to be just that. A tiny, tiny backstory. Oh, and by the way, Mr. Brian Fahili, there's absolutely no way that I'm going to compete with what you did last week. Everyone, that's a clue. That's a wink, wink. Get the playback of last Monday's call at all costs. I don't care if you got to, it doesn't matter what you got to do. Get it done. Absolutely listen to and re-listen to that call. That is pure inspiration if I've ever heard it, Brent, making me cry after 5 years. So in the vein of Brian Fahili, I'll tell you a tiny bit of the backstory. So I'm 18 years old. High school graduate, did the Mark Riches. I did a trimester of college. I tried it for a semester. It didn't take, or maybe it didn't work. And I stopped going to school after a fantastic 2 weeks at the University of Kentucky. And I realized that there was nothing for me in Kentucky, or at least I thought at the time. So I moved away to California. I learned to work in restaurants, and I fell into a trap of everyone eats, so everyone's got to go to a restaurant, so there's always a restaurant job, and I let the enemy, and for those of you who don't know me, you're going to hear a little bit of Jesus, you're going to hear a little bit of the enemy. I let the enemy trick me into thinking that that was all I was good for. So cut to many, many years later, I joined the U.S. Army. Cut to years after that, I found myself right back into restaurants, and what I love is I did some math the other day. I realized that in most of my working life before Legal Shield, I had made approximately $500,000 in roughly almost 4 decades, and I've made over that in the last 5 years by the grace of God and you know, folks like the Riches Brothers and Jim Tanner and so on and so forth and this great company that we work with. But just to compare the two, just to let you know that there is hope, and if you're hearing that today, there is hope for you. I'll also tell you that most of the time I focus on personal development because that's what dug me out of a hole, literally ditches to riches. I was digging a ditch on welfare before I found Legal Shield, and all of a sudden I don't have to do that anymore, right? But hope is what did it for me. Personal development is the vehicle that was used. But today I'm not going to touch on it that much. You'll hear me reference a few mentors, a few trainers. But I'm going to do some action today, some actual how-tos. There are a lot of great webinars, a lot of great trainings going on, and the how-to is sometimes what the person needs to get that kick in the pants, as my wife says. Double your business to business. We're going to talk about two double letters. So, for example, EE, we're going to have a next page of your notes that's going to say FF. The next page of your notes will say WW. The next page of your notes will say AA. And the next page or last page of your notes might say MM or your choice FF, and we'll get there. So starting from the top, EE, exposure is everything. Mark Rich has said in a training, and I'm going to plug the December leadership training in Cookeville, Tennessee, coming up. It should be in your events page. Get there. Just absolutely just get there. Period. Make sure you're there. Mark Rich has taught us last year that whoever makes the most exposures makes the most money, period. Nick Serba, someone that's earning several million dollars from Legal Shield, said you're either not doing something enough or you're not doing it right. And with all the great trainings that Mike talked about a moment ago, all the just amazing content on our Success Team World website and on the Legal Shield website, most of the how to do something right is already laid out for us. And I want to do a plug for Mr. Cher Harley, who helped us get a search function on the Success Team World website recently. You can search almost anything you need or any trainer that you resonate with, whether it's Scott Brooks or Jamie Doucette or Mike Riches, so on and so forth. But a lot of those how to do it right is going to be covered maybe on a different call. I'm just going to get to the frequency. We're going to do some activity work on this call today. So exposure is everything. When we get to these decision-maker meetings, we're looking for the word mandatory meeting, right? A number of years ago, and it may still be around, but there was a grading system on getting in front of the employee. And that's what, these Monday morning calls are, the B2B calls, of course. And if you're a team builder, a networker, then you're going to be working with somebody who wants to know this B2B stuff. So make sure you're on these calls too and get on them on playback. But these meetings that we have, these employee meetings, they used to be graded. And again, it may be there. It was an excellent little tool, little visual. And there was like an ABC sort of that all the way down kind of scale. And a mandatory meeting where we get exposure to the employees, where we can do the exposures. That's the best thing that you always want to shoot for. They'll throw you in a room. And Mark Richards says, bring a book, bring a novel, because that's all you're going to do is read a book all day if you're thrown into a room, right? You want to get access to these employees. The decision maker, the person you're calling on the phone that you're offering a free identity theft workshop, and who would I speak to about that? And when you get that meeting, your whole goal is to assume exposure to the employees. Scott Brooks taught us 50 dials in a day might lead to 5 to 15 people spoken to on the phone, right? That might lead to 5 decision makers speaking with you that day, which might lead to 1 decision maker saying, yeah, come on by, I'll give you 5 or 10 minutes to talk to me. And there's a lot of methods, there's a lot of options, but basically I say if something has worked for somebody, just do that, right? R&D, rob and duplicate. So 50 dials might lead to 10-ish people on the phone, might lead to 5 decision makers, and one time one of them is going to say, yeah, come on by. I'll take that entity, that little, within parentheses, and then multiply that times 5. So again, 250 calls leads to 5 decision-maker meetings, leads to an enrollment. Average enrollment size, 25 people. And we know how many people work in a company by looking at the cars in the parking lot, everyone. I know a lot of you know this, but this is a fresh reminder. If 10 cars are in the parking lot, about 20 people work there statistically. So if 25-ish people are in an enrollment, that one that you got for this week, and half the people sign up, that's roughly $100,000. So again, the exposure is everything. How you do it is something we've got tons and tons, years of training on. And so much of it is recorded content on our Success Team World website. Nick Serba, again, if you're not doing it right or not doing it enough, one of our most esteemed, as in 20,000 memberships sold, leaders in this company, is Mr. Dave Paperno out of California. His numbers, he talks about his personal numbers, are, I think it's 28, 8, and 2. He calls 28 phone numbers, speaks to 8 people, and 2 folks, 2 decision makers, if you will, let him come on in, right? And so you have to find your own numbers. Mike Riches has always been a huge a big proponent of tracking everything. You know, write it all down. Jim Rohn says, think on paper. And in fact, speaking of Mr. Rohn, he said in the beginning, and this is for brand new people, he said in the beginning he couldn't do those kinds of numbers. He wasn't as successful as the Dave Perpignos, the Mike Riches, the Scott Brooks, if you will. He said he was closing 1 out of 10, and whether that's a membership or decision-maker meeting, et cetera. And he was working with people who were doing 9 out of 10. And simple math says he just had to do more work until he got better at what he was doing. All right, so for your notes, that first page, EE, exposure, is everything. Next up, fortune is in the follow-up. You know, asking the people, what did you like best? I'll always remember my very first exposure, my very first presentation, my practice presentation, as it were. At the end, I said, so do you want to buy it? And I felt so scared and so icky and so gross. And the guy was like, no. As in, why would I want to buy it? I mean, I'm sure I did the worst presentation ever. But I didn't know a simple phrase such as, what do you like best? What do you like best about what you've seen so far? What's your favorite part? All right? What do you like best? Fortune is in the follow-up. I once had a person, and I was probably working with him around 18 months. I would just drip on him from time to time. One day he finally says to me, if I say yes, will you quit calling me? And I said, yes, sir, absolutely. And that company ended up being, you know, several memberships, thousands of dollars in commissions. And sure, it took a while. But it was just an extra smile on my face because I continued to follow up and I followed that system. Mark Riches said, as it pertains to follow-up, no one is ever, and I guess all of us have a home office by now, no one is ever going to break into your home office and fill out an application, the paper application. No one's ever going to break into your computer and jump on your website and fill out a membership in that way, right? You have to be the one that follows up. Legal Shield did an analytic study for us and just released this in Salt Lake City. They said in the last 12 months, 167,000 exposures had been done. And I assume this is a combination of employees in groups as well as associate agreements, so on and so forth, right? Memberships and associate agreements, i.e. a result. So they did 167,000 exposures, and of those 167, 22,000 were yeses. And the simple math, folks, here's the cut and dry. It's 1 out of 7 or 2 out of 14, and I say that to say this. If you do an exposure, whether it's a membership or an associate agreement, et cetera, if you do that exposure and someone says yes on the first time, based on the law of averages, you have to know, and don't you dare get upset if the second person down the road takes 13, right? Because 2 out of 14, you got that first one on the first try. Now the next one might take 13 tries. Brian Carruthers taught us that. This is something where 1 out of 7 is the true number. That's what you're setting your map to, 1 out of 7. So don't you dare get upset. Don't be discouraged. One of the folks on our team, Amber Wolf, she does tons of activity. Every time she gets a no, it's as if she's motivated even more, right? She says, yes, I got another no. And she sends me these activities of 50, 60, 70, 80 calls in a day, God bless her. And she's about to explode onto this business, onto the scene, onto these stages. You're going to see her, hear her. Because she's doing the activity, she is following up, and she just keeps calling back like she's learned in her training. Some of these big accounts take years. The saddest, funniest thing that I try to protect my team from the most in the beginning is when they say, you know, my Uncle Billy works at the Ford plant, or so-and-so down at Coca-Cola in Atlanta. And that's great, and maybe it does, you know, freak of nature or some sort of miracle or whatever. But it usually takes a long, long time. And we've learned in our training to don't count on those gigantic whale accounts. Don't count on the Moby Dick accounts to pay your bills this month. You know, look for those 20 employees or less groups, those 15 and less. I got the privilege of sitting with the number one, I mean, for 5 years I've been in the company, he's been the number one spot every single month, every single year, Mr. Rob Best. He's not part of our organization or on anyone, any of our team, but I watched him. I got the privilege of watching him for about 20 minutes in my area about 6 months ago. And one of the things he said to me as he was driving, we didn't even have time to talk. He was jumping on a plane and going to his next appointment or whatever, right? He flies all over the country and does these every day. And he's writing 95, 96% of all his business, and he's closing everyone. He said, Adam, he said, people fail to realize that within 20 miles of their house, there's usually 1,000 small businesses that people just don't know. He said, don't ever. He said, my advice that you asked, and I did ask him, he said, my advice is stay with groups that are 20 or less. That's it. And it may not be your cup of tea. You might say, well, that's beneath me or whatever. That's fine. But this guy's writing, you know, I feel like I heard it said he'd written 5,000 memberships in a month. I'm sorry, in a year. Over $1 million in commissions in a year just from the sales, not to mention bonuses and everything else. So, again, I'm at peace with listening to that guy's advice. So focus on some of those small things. The whales are fine, but don't expect the whales to pay out early, right? And lastly, on follow-up, it's well, Adam, how long do I follow up? So ask yourself this. How many times would you let your child, your little kid, learn to tie his shoes before you told him just to stop? It's not going to work, right? And that's being silly, of course. You would have him tie those shoes or practice tying those shoes until. You tie your shoes until you learn to tie your shoes until. What if you've got a little one, an 8-year-old, she's in the third grade, and God forbid something happens, she just doesn't make it through the third grade, right? Disability, whatever, no big deal. How many times does she go through that third grade until you say, well, honey, it's okay, just stay in third? Wrong answer. You go until. So with these follow-ups, we're going to go until. We're going to keep going until they say, please, leave me alone, right? Just keep going until. Fortune's in the follow-up. Next page, WW, work with the willing. A simple note, folks, amateurs, and again, this took me almost a little over four years to learn this one. Amateurs convince, professionals sort. And I feel like this applies to your team of B2B sellers as you're recruiting them. It applies to even your team of networkers and team builders. But today's topic, it applies to your groups as well. Jamie Doucette, who's one of the greatest trainers I've ever heard, most underrated leader in any industry as far as I'm concerned. This guy's a diamond in the rough. Look him up. He's on our website. Jayme, Jamie Doucette. He said, focus on your best few opportunities. As in right now, as in 3-4 days left until the end of the month. This is crunch time for some of you, right? If you need 10 combination apps to hit your numbers, to hit senior director or executive director or whatever you're shooting for this month, you've got 4 days to get it done, or 3 3/4 days, depending on how long I speak, right? I'm almost done. So this is crunch time. So your question should simply be, what are the few companies I can work with, the few memberships, the few, let me ask my wife, the few referrals, the few, you know, check everything on all the notes you've written down in the last month or two. Go back and look for your few best opportunities. Because one of the biggest smack you in the face averages of the world is 20% of what you're doing is going to yield 80% of the results. 20% of the leads, the companies, the decision makers you're going to call on are going to yield 80% of the applications and the memberships and the results and what you're looking for. That 20-80 rule, focus on your best few opportunities. And we don't want to sit here and if we've got, you know, 100 companies in our funnel, we don't want to call those other 90 today per se. We want to narrow it down. We can, you know, we can drip on them later, but we want to do the ones that might turn into money today, do the ones that might turn into memberships today, that might turn into premium today, so you can hit your numbers and be the woman you're supposed to be the man you're supposed to be, get it done, right? And speaking of things that were written down in the last month or two, don't trust your memory. Your memory is a way that the guise of you having a memory is a way that the enemy is going to try to trick you. Jim Rohn says, think on paper, write everything down. And I'm telling you right now, go back through it. I said at the beginning of this call, you shouldn't turn on Netflix this week. You shouldn't go bowling this week. You shouldn't go do XYZ this week if you need to hit numbers. If you've already accomplished your goals, go help somebody else hit theirs, right? But there's a a reason that people get it done in the last minute. I don't know if it's worldwide, but I know in America that we're living in the land of procrastination. And Legal Shield tells us month after month after month, for almost 50 years now, people get their goals accomplished. They hit that performance club, which should be a minimum for every person on this call. Our team performance club qualifies every month, everybody in our team. That should be, it's a minimum standard, right? And Mark Rich just taught us that the old 50 sales, like executive director is the new minimum, right? What do they say? Orange is the new black. ED is the new PC, right? Get to where you need to be, but don't trust your memory to do it. Write everything down. Go back through it. And your subconscious mind, and that's a whole other training, right? But it will have you write things down at 4:30 in the morning a year and a half ago that if you see it now, you'll say, oh, yeah, I was supposed to call that guy. And all of a sudden, in 2 days, you could have 40 or 50 applications because of a note that you wrote down with your own hand and your own mind 6 journals ago. So go back through your stuff if you need to or when you can and focus on your best few opportunities, and that's working with the willing. Next page. We're almost done, folks. AA, aim for an audience. The expectation that the decision maker and the company and the employees in that company want what we have is paramount in your business. If you're walking around, if you haven't called your law firm this month and they haven't done a solid, as it were, for you, if they haven't done something that you feel good about, Alicia and I called the law firm last week. We used them to help us sell a vehicle, right? We wanted to make sure we did it right. They called us 3 times in one day, so on and so forth. Obviously, we never receive a bill. We all know how this works. But we believe in the service that we're recommending. And so if in your mind you aren't the number one fan of this whole company, fix that by utilizing your membership, right? Mr. Jim Tanner says, so tell me about how you've most recently used your membership. That is huge, folks. Tell me about how you've most recently used your membership. That's for anyone in your membership base, anyone in your team downline, anyone in your family. I need to ask Alicia today, so tell me how you've used our membership, right? We have to have that huge belief, a gigantic belief, so that we expect that when we call on these decision makers, they are so, so happy that we call. Woe be unto the person, right? And I said that just like that. Shame on you and shame on me if we ever call someone and say, yeah, they probably don't want us talking to them. We're probably just going to be in the way. Just some other one of the 16 salespeople that call every day. Wrong answer. We need to believe and confidently display the fact that we are doing them a service. And honestly, I start a lot of my calls with, you know what, I'm so sorry it took me so long to get with you. So sorry it took me so long to connect with you. Which is code for, hey, I've tried you 73 times and you won't return my calls and I can't get you on the phone. But the moment I do, I throw it right back on me and I say, Bob, I'm so sorry it took me so long to get with you. How are you, sir? Blah, 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 right? Yeah, we're the ones that do those free identity theft workshops. And again, we're expecting, we need to expect that decision maker has had department managers. You know, we need to expect that owner has had department heads or department managers or plant managers come up to him or her and say, listen, my employees will not leave me alone. We've got to get an identity theft option here. They're talking about it at the water cooler. So-and-so got hit last week, blah, 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 blah. He had to miss work. We've got to get something so that when I call, when one of our success team people call, one of these Legal Shield people call and talk to that owner, they are elated. We need to expect that they're waiting on us to call. So we're always going to aim for the audience. We're going to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they wanted us to call, that they're ready for that decision-maker meeting. And we can ask a very simple assumptive question. And you can do it in your form. This is what I use. I'd say to Bob, the decision-maker, I'd say, Bob, now when the company gets that just vital information, that stuff that's super important like this, that the staff has to hear, how do y'all normally do that? Does everybody get in a room and just sort of have an all-hands meeting right before the shift? Y'all do a safety meeting? What do y'all normally do when it's something that everybody has to hear? And what we're doing there, of course, is using words to paint pictures. We want that decision maker to see this meeting happening just from the words we're saying. We want that room full of people look or that image to be in his or her head so they can start to nod their head and say, yeah, that's the best way we should do this. Great, Bob, you want me to bring some donuts or some breakfast burritos? Right? So we're painting pictures. Would you want me to put that just in front of everybody's seat, or should I just have it on a table on the side? We're painting that picture. Now, Bob, we're going to have a little sheet of paper for them to fill out at the end. Should I bring clipboard, or will they have a table to write on? Right? We want him to see that picture. And then fast forward as far as aiming for the audience. We don't want them to think that we're readily available, using words like, Bob, we're normally a few weeks out, and we'll go ahead and get this, set up for you. We're normally a few weeks out, maybe a month. I might be able to shift some things around. When do you normally have these? Do you have these meetings like on a Wednesday, right? So we're aiming for that audience. We're expecting the enrollment. But one of the keys right here, here's your pro tip. Ready? They need to see a full paper calendar. Of course you can put it in Google. Of course you can have it digital. Of course you can have it in your planner, so on and so forth. But they need to see that they aren't the only one who has said yes to you. If you're new or restarting your business or relaunching or whatever, if you've got nothing going on but the rent, they don't need to see that. They need to see a calendar full of stuff. I recommend using a pencil. I recommend erasing a few things, even if you haven't made mistakes. They need to see like it's a used calendar, and it's a concept called bandwagoning, where they certainly don't want to be the only company who said yes to you, right? So even if you've got nothing on your calendar, Joni has a ballet lesson every Friday. Chachi has got a karate practice every Tuesday. Tuesday night is soup night. You're volunteering at the animal shelter or whatever, so write stuff down on that calendar. And clearly you're not going over it with them, but they need to just see that it's full. And you only may have just that one enrollment for the whole month. Great job. You did it. You're starting. You're taking steps. But make sure that when you write that down, it's not the only thing written on that calendar. It needs to be marked up. And basically you're finishing that assumptive close. Again, this is the reason we're on these calls, is how do we get these enrollments? You're saying, Bob, what we love to do is just piggyback a few minutes at the end of your meeting that you're already going to have. And you said Wednesdays are good, right, or do you prefer a Thursday? Great. All right, we'll go ahead and get that set up for you. I think we should be able to get something done, not this Thursday, but maybe next, right? And as much as it stings, the easiest thing to do is book it a few weeks out. If you want it tomorrow, yeah, you might be able to be, creative. But if you're like, hey, I can do it tomorrow, that's going to mess you up. It's going to make you look less important than you want to look. So the last thing, the last page that we're turning here, folks, you get to choose this one. It's either MM or FF. So we're going to say fill your funnel or miss with more, because we aim for the audience, but what if we don't get it? Mike Rich just talks over and over and over so eloquently about the difference in having a successful decision-maker meeting and one that you think was successful. Here's a pro tip. If it's successful, you have a date. If it's successful, you're going to the company in a certain point. But I can't tell you how many enrollments or how many decision-maker meetings I've left where I tell Alicia, oh, they loved it. And she's like, when's the enrollment? I'm like, well, that's not – I mean, sure, you made some movement. You got some traction. But a truly successful decision-maker meeting is when you got the enrollment. And that doesn't always happen. Newsflash, this isn't get rich quick. It's get rich slow if you do the work, okay? So when we don't get that enrollment, if we don't, no matter how hard we try, we can't control it all. And that's, I'll do a plug for the thing that Scott Brooks's webinar coming up, Leave Nothing to Chance. That will help you narrow those down. So make sure you're ready and registered for that. But when you don't get the enrollment from that decision maker meeting, you're going to miss. You're going to miss with some more, as in you're going to put more companies into your funnel. Mark Riches said he used to sit at an intersection, and he could sit there for an hour and add 100 companies. Just sitting there with a notepad and a pencil, 100 companies to his funnel. And people on our own team, people that call for advice, friends in the business, they'll say, Adam, how many do you have in your funnel? And I don't know how to do this and blah, 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 blah. And yeah, we can use different resources. We can use Reference USA. We can use Google. We can sit at a four-way intersection like Mark Ridges. But the key is just to keep adding companies to your funnel. You know, if you find that raving fan, if you find, like, we were at a birthday party, a four-year-old's birthday party yesterday, and one of our customers raved about how he's never paid for his membership in that member perks, pays for his membership every month. And you better believe one of the first calls I make today is back to him to say, hey, tell me more. Who do you know that I should know? I love the fact that you love your membership. Do you know anyone that runs a business? Do you know anyone that owns a little small company? So on and so forth, because that referral is worth millions. That referral, they say that Alistair Edwards said cold calling is punishment for not asking for referrals, right? You want to constantly fill that funnel, ending every exposure with basically a setup for the next exposure. If you're on that 1-7 journey, if you haven't followed up with someone 7 times, that exposure should lead to the next exposure. Maybe I drip on them with an email campaign. Scott Brooks taught us to take a gift. One of the best gifts I've ever used, it came straight from Mr. Brooks. It's the Welch's grape juice for $2. I think you can buy a case of them at Sam's for like $2 a piece. Little grape juice, non-alcoholic. It looks like a bottle of wine. Just grab a bag of Christmas bows at Dollar Tree, throw a bow on the front of it, and walk into any business. I don't care if it's a multi-billion-dollar complex and the CEO is wearing a $30,000 suit, all the way down to mom and pop who haven't dusted the shelves in 70 decades, right? That little bottle of grape juice will carry you to where kings are. You know, it's the sweetest, most unassuming, most wonderful thing that you can invest $2 per account in, right? Because writing one membership there, 100x is your return. The point is, don't wait until Christmas to do it. Don't wait until a certain time to do that. Just take that in. And if the person who's receiving it doesn't want it, they're going to give it to their spouse, right? It's a win-win-win. You can't go wrong. So that's one way you can get in front of a person again, when you have something to put in their hand. And that's just filling your funnel, that when you aim for that audience and you miss, you're going to miss with more. You're going to be adding more to your funnel. Mr. Riches, I appreciate your time. I can't possibly thank you all enough. I love this company. I love what it does. And I'm going to turn the call back over to you, but I just want everyone to know that this is a special week. This is the week that you yourself, whether you're brand new in the business or you need to hit some numbers that you haven't hit in a long time, you can do this week. I do believe in you. I may not even know you, but I know that it can be done because I've watched it happen in my life. And thank you so much. I'll turn the call back to you.
Wow, Mr. Thompson, thank you so much for, just again, sharing from your heart and sharing such practical advice. I mean, that is some great, great stuff. There were just so many nuggets that any one of which would have been worth getting on the call this morning, but you really did bring it literally just in an incredibly moving and informative training. Thank you so much for sharing that and for working so hard to prepare for it this morning. And thank you again to you and your wife, Alicia, for your leadership and all that you do to help so many in this company and so many in our team to take full advantage of this opportunity. And can't wait to see you in a little over a month in Cookeville to be able to hang out together. And again, just thank you for being who you are and for all that you do. One thing that Adam mentioned, I just wanted to point out, he talked about having that calendar filled up and just the optics of that when you look busy, it makes people want to do business with you. And I know that that's something that I struggled with when I first got started because, when we're talking dates, what I wanted to say is I'll do whenever you want. You just tell me and I'll be there. But what that really was communicating was, hey, I no one else has said yes. You're the only person that said yes so far. So yeah, we can do it whenever you want. And that's not what a decision maker is attracted to. And so having that full schedule, the optics of it, I like how he talked about it. It's not just acting busy. It's not just the language that we use, but it's the paper calendar. When you pull it out and it's all marked up, one video that I'll point out, again, in that additional B2B trainings link, if you scroll down, I guess it's, what, the sixth video on here, there's a video called Organizing Your Weekly Schedule. And it's a quick 17-minute video, but it talks about marking up your calendar and blocking off time for prospecting and blocking off time to listen to a conference call and all of that. And if you'll just do that, if you'll take 15 minutes at the beginning of the week and just plan your week, you'll have a full calendar, even though they're not all appointments. Now, some things will be appointments, but not everything is going to be an appointment. But it will look marked up because it is marked up. And, you know, frankly, one of the best ways to make sure that you prospect is to set an appointment to prospect. If you're going to prospect tomorrow morning from 9 to 12, set an appointment and treat it like an appointment so that when something pops up, when someone sends you an email, you know, you wouldn't walk away from an appointment to respond to that email. You would just wait till the end of the appointment. And if we would treat the time that we prospect and the time that we follow up and the other things that video talks about that you block out on your calendar, if we would treat those like appointments, we'd be more successful in doing that activity anyway. But it also creates the effect of having a full calendar, not only in your, you know, for your decision maker to see, but in your own mind as well. We're not asking anybody to be fraudulent or dishonest in the way that you go about doing anything in this business. What we are asking people to do is to have a little bit of a paradigm shift. And right now, some of you are looking at your week thinking, I'm wide open. And I need you to change the way that you're thinking on that. I need you to be thinking like your calendar is full, because it should be full. Even if that is, again, blocking out time to prospect, blocking out time to follow up, blocking out time for team building or the other activities that we participate in. Again, that video, Organizing Your Weekly Schedule, it's in the Advanced Training Library, which is the link there is additional B2B downloads. And I'll add my gratitude to Mr. Cher Harley for getting that search bar on there. That's a fantastic tool. You can also just type in weekly schedule, and I'm sure find the video that way as well. Again, just a reminder, if you have not yet registered for the webinar next Tuesday with Scott Brooks, that's going to be a phenomenal webinar. I'm just looking here at the registry for that. Looks like we did have some folks that took that invitation seriously this morning. Thank you to those who have already registered. Again, I know many of you had registered previously and have been a part of those webinars the past few weeks, but if for any reason you have not, definitely you want to take some time and do that. You can also find that on the Success Team World events page, which is not a bad page to check out just on a regular basis anyway. That's successteamworld.com. And then go to the toolbar up top, and it's the calendar icon. That's the events page that you can find information for this webinar and for other events that our team hosts as well that you want to be sure to be a part of. Thank you again to Mr. Adam Thompson for sharing such an exceptional training this morning. Thank you to each of you for joining this call and for all the work that you do as a Success Team World Associate, as a Legal Shield leader in your market to help educate and protect families. That's what we do on a day-in, day-out basis. Again, we're closing our month of October this week. Make sure that all businesses in to count for October, that you want to count for October before Thursday, or by Thursday, I should mention, the last day of the month. And again, getting that business in, having it count, all of that's great. But the most important thing that we can do is keep in our minds and in our hearts the real reason why we're doing what we do. Who is it that really benefits? And yes, we can certainly benefit. This business has been life-changing for me and for Adam and for many others. But I'll tell you, the real winner is that member that buys the plan. Whether it's the identity theft plan or the legal plan, the real winner is the member. Let's go out and protect more people, protect more families, and help more individuals. God bless every one of you. Thank you again for being on the call, and we'll talk to you soon.